to Morondoi. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoi comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate instead. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your one. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poster in, hey. Ham and black cake eating. Now this is Christmas.
Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Catalina told Maurice that her relationship with Aunt Myrtle was going well so far. Christopher, Shelley, Robin, and Dion celebrated Dion's job. Dion told them about Coretta's attitude and that Ignatius promised to have someone come to the office to talk about tolerance. Robin went outside to have a smoke when Usher made overtures to her, which she rebuffed. As we return, Danny has just returned from the farm.
Danny, you reach back already?
With a bountiful harvest on pullet.
All this you reap from the farm today?
Yes.
Let me help you unload.
Man, don't fatigue yourself. I got it.
It's all right. And the pullet may be old, but I'm still strong like a horse.
Okay.
Wait till Alexander see this.
I know. Got to pick him up from the clinic soon.
Look how this pumpkin big. God's smiling on us.
No artificial fertilizers. Organic and fresh.
We must be thankful.
Yes!
We have pumpkin, kaloo, balanche, okra, bora. Danny, I can't thank you enough for taking over your uncle's farm.
I enjoy planting and pull it.
We have to keep encouraging others to plant like this. It will do our villagers well.
Exactly. We could be self-sufficient and not have to buy any greens. Plus, we can share with one another.
Yes?
The problem is getting more people on board.
You know, most of our people would rather do cattle farming, poultry, or something like that.
True.
But farming has so many benefits. It will help make our people healthier. Greens are so good for us.
It's all about balance and pull it. Making sure we eat a balanced diet covering all 6 food groups.
Well, you see, I'm trying.
And I thank you. It left now to get Uncle Alexander fully on board.
Your uncle is very stubborn.
You know what might be good to encourage more people to plant? Pointing out the benefits of the different fruits and vegetables. More fruits and vegetables help to maintain a healthy weight. energize us and really benefit our overall health.
Like this pumpkin here. The color is so rich.
Pumpkins can help your eyesight. It has anti-cancer benefits, boosts your immunity, is good for your heart. Plenty benefits.
What about the okra?
Okra is one of them vegetables that has proteins.
Really?
Yes. And of course, it's packed with vitamins and minerals just like pumpkin. Uncle Alexander should actually be eating a lot of okra because it helps to control your blood sugar.
We got to encourage him.
And as to this callaloo, tons of vitamins and minerals, including iron. And eating callaloo can also reduce your risk of chronic diseases like diabetes.
Alexander should be eating this even though he's already diabetic.
Yep. Callaloo is good for your skin and hair too. As for this Belange, Uncle Alexander really should be eating plenty of this.
Why?
When I was researching all these vegetables, I learned that Belange was an ingredient in traditional medicines thousands of years ago.
Really, Danny?
Yes. In ancient Indian medicine, for example, they use white Belange to help treat diabetes and asthma.
Amazing.
The more you live, the more you learn, eh, Aunt Paulette?
I'm glad you're researching these things. There's plenty things we don't know.
Well, if me and Norris Lee are going to continue encouraging villagers to live a healthier lifestyle, I got to know these things.
So what you learn about this borer?
Borer rich in something called folate.
Folate?
Yes. Folate is one of the B vitamins. Alec Maria should be getting lots of folate because it is essential for pregnant women and helps in preventing birth defects.
Wow. All these things I didn't know. Maybe we can share some of this produce with a few neighbors.
Of course. Norcia will come later to collect hers.
Somebody come in there?
Yes.
George!
Ma!
Oh, my son! It's my son!
Ma!
George! You didn't tell me you were coming.
I wanted to surprise you.
Well, you really surprised me.
How you doing, Danny? I'm really happy you're here with Mom, Pa.
Yes, man. Holding it down. Good to see your cousin.
Hey, where's Pa?
He gone to the clinic for his monthly checkup.
All right. I'll pick him up and surprise him.
He will be so happy to see you. Look at you.
Is who you really bring so from Brazil, Jarji? These bags heavy?
Brazilian food. We will have a feast.
All right.
Can't believe you called.
Yes, Ma. I am here in the flesh. Danny, take my bags inside for me. I'm going to surprise Pa.
All right, buddy.
You remember the way?
Ma, come on. What kind of question are you asking me? I might be living in Brazil, but Rupununi is home.
All right, son.
Coming back just now.
Okay, son. My son is back. This is a good day.
Yo, bro, that was a different eye, man. Using a needle just take it to another level. I think I'm still high, and I did this since last night. yeah, buddy. So, what am I saying about getting me some tomorrow? You good with that? Cool. I will send the payment through, dog.
Kimo, I could come in?
Just a sec. Yeah, dog, gonna touch the base later. Say study, dog. Alright, bye. Come in.
Hey.
Yeah, Kavita, what's up?
How can you live like this?
Like what?
This place is a mess.
It's my mess. What you want?
I can't want to talk to my brother.
Yeah, right.
I miss the days when we used to have really deep conversations, you know? We're twins and we should always be close.
Our relationship is fine to me.
We've had so much animosity between us over the last few months. Things haven't exactly been fine.
Whose fault is that?
Both of us.
Right.
I just miss when we used to talk about everything.
Yeah. So, what's going on in your life?
a mess.
Really?
Yeah. Jonathan is just being Jonathan.
Yeah, we don't really talk much anymore.
I noticed. Is it because I'm dating him?
That's your business.
Right. Anyway, we're kinda on a break now.
Why?
We had a big fight.
About?
Doesn't matter. He just needs to get his act together.
Okay. Make sure he doesn't get you pregnant, because you're not ready for a child.
Really, Kemal?
You said you wanted to talk. Protect yourself, that's all I'm saying.
Thanks for the advice. But what's going on in your life?
Not much. Just chilling, doing my thing.
And still using those pills?
Nah, I'm off that.
Really?
Yep.
You really stopped using drugs?
Why is that so hard to believe?
Because But, okay. If you say so, good for you.
Thanks. Anyway, I want to get back playing this video game.
Gosh, I haven't even been in here 5 minutes.
What else we have to talk about?
You know what? Never mind.
Close the door.
Fine.
Hey, Kavita. I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, Denzel.
I was kind of worried about you.
I know, but I'm good.
And Jonathan?
Over at his place, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he hit you?
What?
The way he was behaving.
Jonathan would never hit me.
You sure?
Denzel, come on. You really think I would stay with an abusive guy?
Kavita, as far as I can see, the relationship is already toxic. He's controlling you in more ways than one.
How?
For one, he's putting you at risk because he doesn't want to practice safe sex.
I'm working on him with that.
Kavita, what will you do if this guy infects you with a sexually transmitted infection?
Last I checked, we were both healthy.
Yeah, but you don't know what he's doing when he's not with you.
He lives right next door. He's not having other girls over.
But he drives.
Yeah, and?
Having a vehicle gives him plenty opportunities to cheat.
He's not cheating on me.
Okay.
Look, I know he's not your favorite person, but he really is a decent guy.
A decent guy wouldn't embarrass you the way he did and put your life in danger. Kavita, I want you to promise me something.
What?
I gave you the domestic violence hotline number. Keep it close to you.
I don't have a need for that. Jonathan would never hit me.
But if he does hit you, you know how to protect yourself?
Of course. I'm not going to put up with that.
Good. You could always call me. Get your parents involved, your brother, the police.
Ugh. Why are we even talking about this?
And if it's a case where you two are alone, call any domestic violence hotline. 914 or 628-7833.
There's no point.
No, Kavita. Store those numbers in your phone, because you never know when you will need it. 914 and 628-7833.
Okay, gosh.
I care about you, and I don't want anything to happen to you.
Nothing will happen to me, Denzel. I promise you that.
Well, as they say, it's better safe than sorry.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.
Say we counting we, yeah we counting we, from region 1 to region 10, the whole country. Say we counting we, yeah we counting we, all ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting, say it's all about accountability, and everyone has a responsibility. Count your relatives, count your friends and family. Counting you, and we counting we. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the 22 census. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the census.
Yeah, we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. From region 1 to region 10, the whole country. Yeah, we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting.
The count is on.